Hello, hello, self-love here. I am very excited to talk about the topic today because it is something that I hold near and dear to my heart and I didn't even know that I needed until now. If any of you, well, I'm sure some of you have been, if you've listened to any of my previous podcasts, I'm kind of going through a life crisis right now. Like, no, I don't want to say crisis, but like, I moved across the country away from my family, my friends, everyone that gave me my identity for so long. And I'm just realizing this now that I think when I moved out here, I just didn't know who I was anymore. And I think that that was devastating to me because I grew up in a household where, you know, you were taught to be a certain way. You were taught that, you know, how you felt about something didn't really matter. This is the rules. This is how you have to do things. And so I think I was really lost because I didn't know what I really wanted out of life. And I still really don't know what I want out of life. I'm working on that. But like, what I found out this past week was boundaries. Okay, the topic I'm going to talk about today is boundaries. And so boundaries growing up was, you know, this negative thing. Like, hey, you know, you're pushing a boundary because I don't want you to do that. Well, I recently found a video of this gal talking about boundaries. Her name is Teal Swan, if you want to look her up on YouTube. But she presents boundaries in this different aspect. Like, boundaries aren't about controlling other people around you. It's about you respecting yourself and letting other people in the world know that, hey, how you talk to me was not okay. Like, I don't appreciate that, you know. Or what you did there, I don't appreciate that. And like, you don't have to go about being mean about it. And I think, for so many years, like, I remember as a little kid, I would try to, voice my opinion about something, or I tried to, say what I thought. And then everyone around me would condemn me because I didn't present it correctly, or I shouldn't have said it so harshly, or I shouldn't have said it like this or that or whatever. And so over the years of constantly having to do that, you know, violating myself, violating how I really felt, I just quit caring about how I felt altogether. I was like, well, okay, in order for me to feel loved by these people, I apparently have to give up this part of myself. And, you know, and then, so now that I'm out here in Oregon, across the country, I moved from Minnesota. And I have all this time because I'm a stay-at-home mom. Not like time, like, you know, obviously I do things, and being a stay-at-home mom is very busy, you know, having kids and, you know, providing their needs and whatever, but like mentally, because I didn't have a lot of people that I would interact with, like I still don't. And that's something I'm going to work on too. I'm getting to that point. But I had all this time to like really sit and think about things. And then, you know, a thought becomes this anxious thing because I don't know the answers to these things. And then I come across this gal teaching about boundaries, and I'm telling you, I have done it for maybe 2 days now, which I know that that's not very long, but someone who never voiced their opinion because, you know, you don't do that because that's not something that you can do because I want to control you and you can't do these things. And that was the vibe I got growing up. So I remember going to these family events and just not saying anything and not talking to anyone. And then I would go to these family events with my boyfriend, who is now my husband, and he would say these things. He's like, well, why do you go to these family events if you don't say anything? And, like, you know, eventually I stopped going to the family events, and then it became, you know, he's controlling you, and you know, it just became this big drama fest where my family saw it one way and my husband saw it another way. And but the thing is like he had boundaries, and I don't think my family did. Like I said, I grew up in a family where it wasn't really a thing. You conform to how I'm disciplining you or else, basically. It didn't really matter how I felt. Granted, I love my parents. They were really good about, especially my dad, he was really good about talking with me and making me feel loved and stuff. But, like, until now, I did not realize that it's okay to be like, hey, I don't appreciate how you just said that, you know. And I was really having issues with my son trying to discipline him. And it turns out that I was, like, basically just always telling him, no, you know, you can't have this. No, you can't do that. No, this. No, that. No, 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 no. You know, and he started to get a little bit passive aggressive towards me. And I think rightly so, because now I understand. It's like, hey, I shouldn't be trying to control you. I should be just letting you know that, hey, you doing that is messing with my personal self, you know, my personal, well, the lady says personal truth, which is what boundaries are, she says. Because if someone says something to you or does something to you and it makes you have a negative emotion, that means that your boundary for yourself has been crossed in some way. And so the correct approach to let somebody know that, hey, you're hurting me, basically, is to be like, hey, you know what you said. And you don't have to be a jerk about it. Just like this happened the other day. For example, my husband got upset because we live in an RV. We have to go dump our poop tank. So it's like this portable tank. We take in the van, we drive it, and we go dump it at this sewage facility place. Anyway, he was getting upset because I didn't tip the thing up right away. And I didn't realize how everything worked on this poop tank and how the poop ends up going backwards and overflowing out, and then it gets all over my husband and his shoes. And so he was, you know, upset because, hey, I don't want to get poop and pee all over myself. But then he explained what he, you know, did, and I asked, you know, I'm like, well, you know, how do you want me to do it? And he had told me this numerous times before, but back then it was like I didn't care because I was so convinced that everyone was violating everything about me. I just had to smile and accept the fact that people were just running over me because I didn't know how to effectively put up these boundaries to let people know, hey, I'm not okay with this. So I said to him, you know, I don't really appreciate it when you talk to me like that. You know, and then that was reciprocated with some more emotion, and we eventually talked through it, and I was like, hey, look, you know, I'm trying out these boundaries here. That's what I'm doing here. I am trying to let you know, hey, what you're saying to me is disturbing my peace. It's making me feel sad or angry or, you know, whatever the emotion was. And I'm just letting you know, hey, This is me trying to put a boundary up for, like, probably the first time in my entire life. And then it was like, you know, the frustration and anger he was feeling towards me just completely depleted and was like, oh, okay, you know. And so it was a lot easier to get to a resolution after that once he realized that, hey, my wife is trying to just start boundaries now, because this is not something, because I've been talking to him about this whole process of like learning this stuff and then realizing that, you know, I don't have to discipline my kid all the time. I don't have to constantly critique everything about them, because you're ultimately eliminating their personality and what they want in life and what they feel. And like all this stuff matters, because take it from somebody who has kept their real thoughts to themselves the majority of their lives, and I am almost 28 years old, and every time you have to sacrifice a piece of yourself, that you lose the ability to even know who you are. And so that's probably going to be my next area where I work on, is to figure out what does Caitlin really want? What do I really want? Because I don't think you can align your life in a way to live it the best way you can without having boundaries and knowing what you want out of life. Because you need to have somewhere to aim to go to, right? And it's okay to have, you know, if you get somewhere and you decide, oh, you know, this isn't exactly what I wanted, like, figure out something else and aim for that. But I guess there's this truth inside of each and every one of us, Teal says, that deep down inside, we are all born with this passion inside of us, and that supposedly is our purpose. And I don't think, because we live in this society where no one says how they really feel, and you know, you have to tiptoe over all of these people's emotions and feelings all the time, and you know, we just let people run over us. It just doesn't have to be that way, you know? And another example, I don't smoke personally, but you know, you could say, hey, I'm trying to quit smoking. And someone comes back at you like, oh, you've tried many times to, you know, what's the point in even trying? You can respond back and be like, and this is you telling a personal, you know, putting up your boundary and being like, you know, I'd really like help this time, your support helping me get past the smoking. Or, you know, don't derail my smoking because, or me quitting smoking. You know, and that's you telling them, hey, you kind of hurt my feelings or hit a nerve, and this is a boundary, and you set it, and then you express it, and then you both move on. It's a beautiful thing. It's like you don't have this guilt and this, 'cause it's like when you don't defend yourself in a way, or, you know, stick up for yourself or say what you really think, it's like this ultimate guilt of feeling like you didn't care enough about yourself to protect yourself from that person, in a sense. And I don't know if protect is the right word, but you didn't even care enough to respect your own boundary, you know? And I know it's not easy, especially if you're someone like me who's never cared about their emotions or never felt in touch with any of them and felt completely out of control emotionally most of their life. But I think this is why. This is why. No one ever taught me how to have healthy boundaries. I think now, like, I look in my own life and I think, you know, my mom really doesn't have very good boundaries. She's a very submissive person. My dad really has never had very good boundaries. He's also a very submissive person. And so it makes sense that I myself would be someone who is submissive as well. But I don't have to be ran over. And it's funny that I have such a strong-willed son and such a strong-willed husband, because a lot of the time I would self-sacrifice. I would just not say what I really thought. And it eats you up inside. It really does, because there's this self of betrayal that goes so deep after so many years of just not caring, that you have to mentally go into this like numbness, and then you just don't care about how you're feeling. You don't consider your feelings because you don't even trust your feelings, because you're so hurt inside from your own self not caring and voicing what you really think and feel, that you just never say what you really think. And I remember I'd let my sister just talk for me at a certain point because she didn't think that I could articulate how I've truly felt well enough, so she would do it for me. And I, at the time, I didn't find that to be wrong or, you know, toxic in a way. But now it's like, gosh, you know, I literally never said how I really felt about anything. At a certain point, there was this one or two incidents around the same age time. I remember now that, you know, I got that confirmed by my dad. I got it confirmed by my mom and my sisters. And I was like, huh, you know, apparently it doesn't matter what I think or feel. And so in order to get the love that you want so bad from your parents and these needs met, you sacrifice pieces of yourself. And it shouldn't be that way. We should be doing it where we're like, hey, you know, this is my boundary. And either you're okay with it or you're not, but this is who I am. Take it or leave it. And we do this in, so much in relationships where we just pretend to be something else. Like when you're trying to earn the love of a significant other, even, we put our best self forward. We never show them our entire crap and who we really are. And I think a lot of that is because a lot of people have never taken the time to actually know who they are or even know how to do that. Or that's a thing. Like, I didn't even know that I could figure out what I want in life. It was never something that was, you know, I was always asked to be the person that would sacrifice, you know. I was always, and I was the youngest, so like you'd think because I was a baby I got everything I wanted, and a lot of my, I bet you my siblings would say that. But I just learned at a young age to just be quiet and just do what I was told, because that's the only way that I could get my needs met. And I had to completely just not say how I really felt. And so now I'm really, I feel alive for the first time in a very long time. Because I feel like now I am at a point where I finally understand enough about the boundaries anyway, that when I say things and I interact with people and I get that feeling inside of me that's like, hey, I don't like how this person said that, or I don't like that they did this, I now am trying to say that and voice that to people. And as long as you don't do it in a jerky way, I think a lot of people respond well to that, or at least the people around me have. Granted, I've only done it with my son and my husband so far, and they both were like, okay, you know, and then we'd continue playing, or we'd continue whatever, continue with our day. And I don't know, there's just something truly freeing about being able to express how you truly feel to someone and not have them completely reject you and be like, no, that's not how you feel, or no, you shouldn't feel like that. Or because deep down, who's going to know you? Who's going to know how you really feel? You are. No one can feel something for you. Your parents can't tell you how you feel. Your friends can't tell you how you feel. Your partner can't tell you how you feel. Your kids can't tell you how you feel. You are the only person in the entire world who's going to know how you feel. And it requires you to tune in to how you're feeling and listen to those emotions and actually respond and respect yourself enough to voice when you're being mistreated, because it's your truth. It's nobody else's truth. It's nobody else's boundaries. And so this has been really freeing for me. It's been really freeing. And I just wanted to share this with you guys, because if there's anyone out, you know, if I'm having these issues, and I had this for most of my life, I bet you there's people out there that have the same struggle, the same struggle with feeling like they are sad and depressed and lonely and just less of a person because they don't have the tools or the ability to know how to stand up for themselves and be like, hey, I don't like that, you know? So, yeah, I'm just really excited about using these tools to keep letting people know how I really feel and what I think about stuff. And I'm also going to give that to other people. I'm going to try to help other people know that it's okay to tell me what they really think around me. And so I use the term, and this is what Teal suggests as well. No, I really want to know what you think. It's okay for you to tell me what you really think around me. You know, use that phrase of, it's okay to be like, hey, this is what I really think. Because it gives them that permission to actually tell you how they really feel and not just give you some answer that they think you're going to like because you're going to respond badly if they tell you how you really feel. I hope this is making sense. I hope I'm coming off and making sense. But, yeah. So, this is the start of my journey to figuring out what I really want and who I really am. And if this is you, where you're at in life right now, or you just want to, you know, hear some entertaining stuff, hopefully it's entertaining, continue to listen. Because next week I'm either going to dive into what I really want and figure that out, or I'm going to deal with my anxiety because I randomly will just, randomly out of nowhere, I will just start feeling anxious. And I have no idea where it comes from. I have no idea why I feel that way on occasion. So I have some healing and stuff to work through, but I feel like this is a really good first step, learning how to tell people my own boundaries respectfully and not hurt them as a person either, because I would never want that. That's not my intentions. And so with that being said, I am going to continue with the rest of my day. I hope you guys have a good day. I hope that if this is you, that you start implementing your boundaries too and let people know lovingly that, hey, I don't appreciate what you said, you know, or can we just do it a different way, or, you know, just let people know, because you're a person too, and you matter, and ultimately we're all connected. So with that being said, I hope you guys have a great rest of your week. I'll talk to you in the next one. Bye.